You've got to tell your cousins, tell your brothers, your sisters, tell your brother's cousins.
Your brother's cousin's sister.
And tell your cousin's sister's brother. But most importantly...
Isn't your cousin's sister's brother...
But most importantly, the person...
Your cousin?
Can I get a...
Podcast!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Can I get a podcast? It is Friday, February 22nd, George Washington's birthday.
I thought his birthday was on Monday.
No, his birthday is the 22nd.
Then why do we celebrate President's Day on...
Because it's the third Monday of February.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Without further ado, I'm Jeffrey Cooperstein. This is Can I Get a Podcast? The other man you heard is Chris Gross. Chris, what's up, man? How was your President's Day week?
My President's Day week has been great.
Same.
I can't really complain. We've had a lot going on in sports.
Absolutely,
this week.
Absolutely, yes.
We are going to talk about the Mavs, quote-unquote, second half of the season as they are coming out of the All-Star break. We'll talk about that, but first, and we'll dive straight into this, we saw it on Wednesday night. It was what was supposed to be the game of the year in college basketball. It was North Carolina at Duke, and 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson slips, tears straight through his shoe, injures his knee. He has a right knee sprain.
Grade one.
Grade one right knee sprain. And it just set the sports world ablaze.
Man, imagine this without social media, how different this would be. As soon as Zion split through his shoe, everyone talking about it. And there's so many angles to talk about to break down this injury. You can get mad at Nike for having their shoes not be sturdy enough. You can get mad at the NCAA for Zion not getting paid. You can get mad at a lot of people, and there's just so many angles that play into this.
I think the first place my mind went was he's a guy who's hurt, and he's considered day by day. So this isn't anything serious. He's day to day, but if this was something that ruined his career, just look at what Zion has done for Duke and the sport of college basketball. Like, the thing that I thought was funniest was not even anything that happened in the game. It was what happened during the commercials. Every commercial break on ESPN, they're promoting their Saturday night primetime game, which always happens to be Duke against somebody.
Was it Syracuse? I don't know.
Yeah, that's who they're playing this week. It is. And it's always prominently Zion.
Of course.
And so he is just taken over. He's the Trae Young of this season.
Yes,
where he's the main guy to talk about.
Way more hyped.
Absolutely. I haven't seen a Zion point tracker as part of the bug we saw with Trae Young last year. But yes, bigger name. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. But to me, it's just like, look at everything he's done. He's selling out the house everywhere he goes. And people were paying $10,000.
That's what I was going
to
say.
For a ticket to this game.
I mean, I looked before the game just to see the lowest ticket on StubHub was $2,300.
To go see a regular season college basketball game.
How crazy.
And to me, it's just such a shame if he had gotten hurt and it seriously affected his career.
Absolutely.
He did everything to help out Duke and college basketball as a sport. And he gets nothing from it.
I know. And I totally agree with the people that say that he should, I can see it from both sides. I think he should sit out the rest of the season, not risk his marketing potential, not risk, his monetary value, because he isn't getting paid right now, and who knows what he'll make in the NBA. And I also can see it from the other side where, if he's healthy, he should be playing and helping his team out. I see it from both sides.
Yeah, I do too. But I think the thing with Zion is I get the vibe that he wants to play college basketball.
Yeah, he wants to play with his guys. Those guys are his, best friends and all that.
And the one thing you will never, if you sit out and you go to the NBA, you'll make your money. Yeah, you can keep playing college basketball, or you can keep playing basketball, but you'll never get March Madness.
Right, absolutely. And I think that there's something to be said for that.
Where getting into the tournament and making a push for a national championship, I think means a lot to these kids, especially for a guy like that who's coming into the season. Look, we knew he was going to be good. We didn't know he was going to be this good. But they probably had thoughts that, hey, if we don't screw things up, we're going to win the national championship this year. And so to have all that and then all of a sudden to go, well, I hurt my knee and now I'm going to sit out. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't think it will either. I can, but I'm, like I said, I do understand the people that are saying he should sit out.
Yeah.
But going into this season, I mean, like you said, Duke statistically, I mean, it was the best recruiting class in history. They had the number one, number two, number three player. They don't want to go into March Madness without, you know, the number two player in the country who's obviously turned out to be the biggest. Who, I mean, who has been a bigger college basketball spectacle?
And, I mean, the only one I can go to is Trae Young from last year.
Yeah, I mean, Trae Young, I think Kevin Durant way back when was huge, but, I mean...
I think part of what you said earlier is part of it, and this is Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein, I'm Chris Gross. It's just the world we live in today, where you have social media. Every monster dunk Zion does, you will see on your Twitter feed within 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Well, and even when Zion was in high school, Zion was a social media star.
Yeah.
I think in high school, he had over like 200,000 Instagram followers. As a high schooler, as a 17-year-old senior in high school.
Yeah.
He was doing windmills, dunk above it. Head above the rim. I mean, he was an absolute internet sensation before he even committed to Duke.
Does this incident change your mind at all on whether college players should be paid or not?
Well, I mean, I've always said they should be paid somehow, some way. I don't know what that way is. I don't know how you can make the logistics work, but I think they should get paid.
Yeah.
Zion's making Duke so much money right now, it's not even funny. And for him to not get any of it, okay, let's be real. He's obviously getting paid a little bit. You know, it's college basketball.
Right. We're not stupid.
Right.
But
yes, he should be getting compensated for how much money he's making for Duke.
And that's where I come down on it. And I think back to it was the 30 for 30 that was done on the Fab Five at Michigan, where these players were, I can't remember what they were eating. I think it was like ramen noodles. And they're walking down the street and every street corner there's, you know, their jersey being sold. And it's like, well, what is this? Like, we're now, look, by today's standards, it's different. These kids aren't eating ramen noodles. But
no,
still,
they're not.
when a ticket for $10,000 is being sold, and look, I know that's not going to Duke. That's on the secondary market. But because of Zion, a ticket can be sold for $10,000.
That's correct.
And so, to put those butts in the seat, Barack Obama was at the game.
Literally everyone was at the game. Brad Stevens and Gordon Hayward were at the game. They don't have any affiliation to Duke or Carolina.
Yeah. He's become a spectacle in a sense that it's just ridiculous that Duke can profit off this guy and he sees none of it.
And how about our boy Luka Doncic coming in with the clutch jokes? Donovan Mitchell tweeted about it, you know, saying that he should get paid and whatnot. And then Luka just said, should just go play in Europe.
I mean, he's right.
He's not wrong at all.
I think we are going to start seeing more and more of that. Now, it's going to be different because news came out yesterday, I believe, that the NBA has proposed raising the minimum age from 19 to 18, which will be interesting.
I mean, that's how it was before. You know, you could come straight out of high school. You have guys like Melo, LeBron, former Maverick great Monte Ellis coming out of high school. If you're good enough, you know.
I'm laughing at former Maverick great Monte Ellis.
Former Maverick great Monte Ellis. Monte Ellis have it all.
But I think that's the way it should be. I think it should be that way in any sport. I don't think you should be forced to go to college.
Sure.
If you want to go and you end up failing, I'm not going to feel bad for you, but I think you should have the shot.
And if you're 16 years old and you think you should be getting paid and you're good enough to go play pro basketball, go over to Europe and go get paid.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. Look, I get your. I think part of it is, you know, we want to protect the kids. We want them to, but you'll get the kids.
That's not what it is.
The kids that want their degrees are going to go get them anyway.
Exactly. It's all about the money. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Follow the money. That's how everything works in this world.
And it is part of it where college basketball wants to be that feeder system for the NBA.
But that's if this rule goes through, I don't think that'll be the case anymore. You'll have more options. You'll have the G League because the G League's revamping their system. I mean, you're going to have a lot more options other than college.
I think the baseball system is the way to go, where you can either go straight out of high school or if you choose to go to college, I believe you have to stay for 2 years.
Three years. Yeah, or you could go to a JUCO and you can go out after one.
And so I think that's the way it should be.
I agree. Absolutely.
Where
I think that's
you get your choices, but if you commit to... Because I don't. What I don't want to happen is you just, well, I mean, we're getting one and dones anyways.
Right.
But I'd like it to be a little bit more of, hey, we see Zion this year at Duke. We know we're getting another 3 years out of him, which would be awesome for college basketball.
I misspoke earlier. Carmelo Anthony did not come out of high school. He was a one and done before the one and done rule was
implemented. At Syracuse, yes.
And he won the national championship, so I don't know why I said Carmelo Anthony.
I don't know why I didn't catch that either. Maybe you're thinking of Kevin Garnett.
Sure. We'll go with that.
We'll say that that's who you're thinking of. That's our discussion on Zion Williamson. I think we both agree. It is podcast stamped. Pay the college players.
Pay them. And me.
Can we just talk real quick about how goofy it looked when he busted through that shoe?
Well, the whole thing with Nike was crazy. Paul George was getting questions asked to him about his shoe. Is his shoe sturdy enough?
He had to ask Nike. Nike,
what's going on here?
Now, it's interesting because it was the PG, what was it?
I know it's the PG shoe, and what I read from other people who are way more versed in the shoe game than I, that model of shoe is the most worn model by NBA players.
It's interesting, and I mean, it's not Paul George's fault, but these guys get, college players get them in special colorways for the school.
Yep.
So I think that's where things get a little sketchy, because it's like, well, we have to make them in special conditions with these special colors. And, dude, I honestly think part of it is just because Zion Williamson's, he's a Bigfoot of a man.
Yes, again.
I mean, he's a monster.
I saw someone say this, and like I said, I have no basis of knowledge on these shoes at all.
Yeah.
But apparently that PG model is, like, not made for people as big as he is, and that, like, he should have been wearing a different model of Nike shoe that could support him because he's so large.
It's amazing.
It's unreal.
It's amazing. Well, get well, Zion. We want to see you back soon.
Please.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking Mavs here on Can I Get a Podcast?
Cool.
Welcome back. Can I Get a Podcast? I'm Chris Gross. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein.
What's up?
Jeff, let's talk Mavs.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, Chris, the second half of the year is tonight. The Denver Nuggets are in town. Denver's a really good team. The Mavs will have their hands full tonight. But what are you looking for as far as this team goes for the rest of the year? Obviously, all the excitement is about the offseason and next year. But in the immediate, what are you looking for?
I think, and it kind of goes to what the future is, but it's Luka. I want to see how Luka holds up. He didn't get a full All-Star break because he did do some stuff in Charlotte.
Right.
He's not used to this kind of schedule.
He's not. He has not played more than, I believe, 70 games in a season.
And we're already, now the NBA All-Star break is weird. We're already like 55 games in.
Yes. 26 and 31, quick math, that tells me 57 games.
Yeah, so we're even more.
Right.
So you've only got 25 games left in the season. So we're already closing in on that. And Doncic spoke with the media earlier this week, and he said they've never played back to backs.
Like, oh no,
they would spread out the season.
You played a game on Saturday or Sunday, and then you'd play a game on Tuesday or Wednesday.
So kind of like college basketball model.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's what I'm kind of looking at, because
how can he hold up?
How can he hold up? How's he going to deal with it? And even Jalen Brunson talked about it a little bit, where I think that's one of the biggest hurdles to overcome coming into the NBA from college or Europe, is adjusting to this schedule where you're paying three or four times a week. You've got however many back-to-backs a season, 20 or 15 or 20,
yeah,
something 15, like that.
I think.
And so you've got to deal with that, because it's going to mean something going forward. Look, Luka's not here to mess around.
No, this is absolutely not.
You've got Luka and Porzingis to build a championship around. And so I want Luka to get a grasp of this. Maybe next year's not the year, but just seeing how he holds up and figures out the NBA schedule.
I agree. I think that's obviously the biggest storyline for these last 25 games. Also seeing how, you know, new guys, Tim Hardaway and Courtney Lee, somewhat Trey Burke. We don't know what the futures of Courtney Lee and Trey Burke hold. We know Tim Hardaway will be on the team next year. But just seeing how all these new guys fit together and see, you know, if they have anything.
That's a big one, too, where you can make Tim Hardaway a piece on a good team.
Yeah, sure.
And so that's definitely something you want to see. I think it's going to be interesting too, speaking of those guys, is at the trade deadline, you lost four of your starters.
Yep.
And the one guy who stuck around is in his first season in the league. And so you're dealing with messing around with lineups and messing around with your roster in a weird way in the middle of the season.
But they have room to do that this year, I think.
And you're right.
Because they knew that they weren't going to contend this year.
You went on, I think, early in the season when you were about 15 games in, you said, okay, they have a shot.
Yeah.
But then they went to that really bad stretch, and it was like, this is a plan for the future. But that's going to be another thing, too. How are we going to make lineups work? Because one of the biggest issues they've had this year is getting a consistent start or getting consistent play out of their starters.
Besides Luka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then when you would, and I get it, a lot of those guys are gone, but it just never made sense to me that you got a bigger uptick when you brought in the bench and your starters were sitting. Like, to me, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think the way it worked was because the Mavs bench, well, with J.J. Barea, of course,
yeah,
that it was one of the better benches in the league. And when the bench plays against the other team's bench, you know, it's going to succeed because it's probably better than the other team's bench. But when starters go against starters, the Mavs obviously didn't match up.
And that's great, but I want to see better out of the starters.
No, absolutely.
And I agree with you that having a good bench is nice, but I want good starters.
Well, and here's the thing. This year, I mean, the starting lineup tonight may have two starters from next year's team. So you just want to see how these guys mesh together, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the main goal.
We're talking about the Mavs second half of the season, what we want to see here on Can I Get a Podcast. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Just one more thing I would like to see, and I know we're not, is Porzingis. I really thought
it
after
would be
the
great,
trade was get him in the last 10, 15 games of the season and just get his basketball feet under him. Look, the dude, if he does wait until next season to play, that's 20 months. Since he played basketball.
And I think he knows that too.
And that's not a, you know, hey, I'm going to spend however long hurt, and then I'm going to come right back in and I'm going to jump in. That's going to take you time to get back.
And I think he wants to make sure that he is 110% healthy, not 100%
right.
healthy, you know. He wants zero fear of, you know, having this injury again. And I completely agree with that. I don't think he's playing in the World Cup this year for Latvia. It is Latvia, by the way, not Slovenia. Or whatever you said last week.
Something that starts with an S.
Yes. So I think he wants that full offseason to, you know, get it back into basketball activity. I think, obviously, he'll be a little rusty,
yeah.
But I think he can work a lot of that rust off in the exhibition season, and, you know, he'll be ready to go.
It's a longer discussion maybe when we get there, but I just don't think you're going to spend a lot of time playing, you know, practice games and really get the feel of a real game. I think it's going to take real life NBA 48 minutes of basketball for him to get back into basketball shape. And that's why I'm a little disappointed we're not going to see him till next year. But I get it.
And
I get
selfishly
it.
Because it's going to be awesome.
No, and it would be cool to say, you know, just for the fans to be like, hey, this hasn't been a great season.
But here he is.
But here's what you'll have going forward. Right. Enjoy a little taste of Luka and Porzingis playing together.
So here's what I've done in the last couple of weeks. Me and my friend started an online franchise on NBA 2K.
Okay.
And I obviously selected the Mavericks. So I've been dreaming about what it's like to play with Luka and Porzingis,
yeah.
And it's pretty sick.
Dude, I can imagine. I mean, it's got to be great. I mean, you're winning all your games, right?
Yeah, for the most part, yes. I'm not very good, but yes.
Just what it can do. It can make a bad 2K player into a good one.
There you go.
Those guys. It's going to be exciting next year. That's for sure. I think if you ask me what am I most looking forward to about the Mavericks, I would say 2019.
Same.
Like, we're going to play out the season and there will be fun games. There will be, you know, fun moments. Luke is going to make things interesting, but next year's going to be really good. Next year's going to be really good. We'll close things out as we always do here on Can I Get a Podcast. It's the 24-second shot clock. You get 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want. But when that buzzer goes off, you have to stop talking. Jeffrey, I'm going to go first here. Been a rough week for the Frogs.
Mm.
You had a loss to Oklahoma and a loss to Oklahoma State, who previously only had two conference wins. This was a team that was already on the bubble coming into the week. They were a 10 seed, according to Lunardi's bracketology. We have a tough schedule coming up. I hate to say it. I don't think the Frogs are going to make it into the tournament this year.
Hate to see it, man. Hate to see it. We've talked about it before. The Big 12 is rough. Texas' best player, Kerwin Roach, is suspended for Saturday's game.
Dude,
against
third suspension of his career.
Against Oklahoma. Huge bubble implications.
It'll be interesting because final game of the season is TCU Texas.
Huge bubble.
Will that be a hot seat game for Shaka Smart?
Yes, it will, because if they don't make the tournament, his seat will be very, very hot.
I think they're going to have to make a run and win the conference tourney to make it. So we'll see.
We'll see. My 24-second shot clock, I know you love me talking about hockey, but the Stars went on a four-game losing streak before getting a win last night against the St. Louis Blues. The trade deadline is 3 days away. The Stars need to make some moves to propel themselves into the playoffs, and we really need them because we're not going to have playoff basketball in the AAC. I need playoff hockey back in my life, Chris Gross.
I don't care. You know what? I'm going to say this.
If they were in the playoffs, you wouldn't care.
No.
You wouldn't watch.
And I'm actually rooting for them to miss the playoffs because it means less traffic that I have to deal with.
So you would not watch if they were in the playoffs?
So how many rounds of playoffs are there?
It's the exact same format as the NBA, so four.
If they make it to the Western Conference Finals,
they're not.
I'll watch. Then no, I don't care.
That's sad because playoff hockey is the best playoffs in sports.
You know what? If they get rid of goalies, then I'll watch.
So that will wrap up this episode of Can I Get a Podcast, Christopher Gross. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us at KESN1033.com. And Chris, how else can you find us?
Well, here's the easiest way to get the word out there, Jeffrey. You've got to tell your cousins, tell your brothers, your sisters, tell your brother's cousins.
Your brother's cousin's sister.
And tell your cousin's sister's brother. But most importantly...
Isn't your cousin's sister's brother...
But most importantly, the person...
Your cousin?
The most importantly, the person you have to tell is who?
Your ex-wife.
You have to tell the ex-wife. Yeah. Jeffrey, that's going to do it for the show today. We'll be back next week. And hey, we've actually got a special episode coming up next week.
Big things.
We are going to talk about esports, something I'm very interested in but don't know a whole lot about. So that's why we're bringing on our esports expert. Kevin Correa is going to join us on the podcast next week.
Some of you may know him as Timothy Zane.
Timothy Zane joining the podcast. And actually, I've got an interview with Alan Avila. He's the FC Dallas FIFA esports player. So we'll hear that on the podcast next week as well.
I didn't even know that.
A little surprise.
Awesome. I'm excited. Let's do it.
It's going to be great. That's on next week's episode of Can I Get a Podcast? We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks.